You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzz TV Drag Race fans. We are here to discuss the finale for season 12. Are you ready? Drumroll. I'm your host. That was an awesome drum roll. I am your host, 123 Jackie B. With me, as always, J-Lo Rocks.
Oh, I heard it was time for a finale. I'm so ready.
You look gorgeous.
Thank you, Ollie Drennan.
Hey, not as gorgeous as J-Lo, but I'm bringing the cosplay today.
Ooh, I love it.
And special guest, last but not least, Lorraine Love.
What up, bitches?
No one ever looks as good as J-Lo.
Facts.
Well, let's talk about our looks really quick. So my look is inspired by Beyoncé's Grown Woman video. She's like holding the trophy and she has her little tiara on. So I was feeling very that because, I mean, we have a Black queen that is reigning right now. So why not fit the part, honey?
Yes!
Lorraine.
Ollie, what is your look inspired by?
I'm just a big old nerd, you know me. So I just had to go with cosplay. Final Fantasy prompto, Final Fantasy 15 to be exact. You know, I had to bring it. I had to try.
I love it. Lorraine, how's your head doing?
My head's okay. I heard it's pretty good. It was funny because I was looking for Oh, the bow that I wore last week, and I found this little fascinator hat. And
I love it.
Oh my gosh, I should wear that for the finale, like do some sort of tuxedo, and then it kind of developed into this. And I have to say, I'm very, very proud of myself. If you only saw this wig when I found it, and I steamed it and brushed it out and restyled it all on my own.
Love it.
I thought that was your real hair.
Atta girl.
Look is just 1970s hairology.
You're giving us Madonna. Yes, very Madonna.
It.
Very Madonna.
So here for it.
So our queen Jada won. So we're so excited by that. That was amazing. I love the lip syncs. What were you guys' initial thoughts about the finale? I mean, the finale was streamed from people's homes. So we were having a different finale this season. And what did you guys think?
I'll start.
I actually really loved seeing, I think I said this last week, I really love seeing inside people's homes. I also think that it enabled the queens to be a little more creative, because they have to be creative with their lip sync, but now they have to be creative with the space they have. So you see like J-Lo like moving the couch around, and then Crystal doing the face through the bird thing, you know? So I was really excited to see like people's creativity with what their space was at home.
Ollie?
Uh-oh.
I can't hear him.
We lost Ollie's sound.
I cannot hear. We can't hear you.
It was an amazing lip sync, though. Oh, Ollie gives a great lip sync. Well, Let's see.
Go ahead, Jay.
Okay, well, I'll go ahead and start. Well, I ultimately was like, I wouldn't mind moving my couch or my TV for $100,000, because if I break it, I can just buy another one. But I feel like it was very well put together. I like how everyone got the same decorations, the same even playing field, so they can't, you know, shoot pre-recorded music. I mean, well, they did, but like music videos, you know how the girls are doing. So I liked it.
Can we hear Ali yet?
Testing. Can you hear me?
There he is.
Yay, we can hear you.
Oh my gosh. RuPaul muted me. Someone muted me. I was very surprised. I loved it. I loved everything. It just seemed like the editors and producers seemed like they had so much more content to really put on a great show for all of us in quarantine. You know, we're all split up, and they really, I feel like they just did such a great job with this. And I was a little afraid of how the lip syncs were going to go about, but I was...
What does Colgate mean by live life to the brightest? Could it be a rich glass of red sipped inside a Parisian cafe on a snowy night when my gaze is met by a tall, mysterious... I mean, brushing is directed with Colgate Optic White Pro Series toothpaste gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 3 days, so you can live life to the brightest and finish that glass without worrying about teeth stains. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So surprised and so like blown away by some of these performances, and I'm excited to talk about them, and I'm honestly just happy and proud of all of these queens from this season, all 12 of them.
Yeah, I think it was one of the best finales, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree.
Yeah.
I said it last week. I think I'm going to say it again. I wouldn't be surprised if we do some more Zoom finales now or Zoom reunions, because I don't know, there's just something about it that I thought really, really worked. And did you guys watch the reaction video of everybody?
I did.
Okay. And even that, like, because I forgot, I was like, oh, that's right. They taped this with different endings, blah, blah, blah. They were while watching it, blah, blah. So there is another video. If you guys haven't seen it, you should look for it. It's the reaction video of Crystal, Gigi, and Jada watching the finale and seeing who gets crowned. So I loved it. I loved everything about it. I mean, you know, I will nitpick.
But it's nice because what we see in the actual, watching the actual finale is like a taped reaction. So then when you see the queens watching the episode, then you get to see their genuine reaction to who wins. Mm-hmm. And it was really sweet because like Jada was so floored and then the other queens were so supportive. So I enjoyed that video too.
I love the insert of the footage of past audiences.
The crowd, yes.
I almost peed myself. I thought that was hysterical.
I did think that was funny.
Well, we like to thank those who are joining us live in the chat room. Jesse yes! Drew, a disco queen, Ninetale Phoenix, Ken, Chucky Chuck. Thank you guys so much for joining us every week. We have All Stars 5 coming up, so you'll continue to be able to watch us live from our homes.
Yeah, it doesn't stop. It does not stop. It's going to keep going and going and going and going and going and going and going. And guess what? I will be here with the shades. I can't wait.
Well, to begin with, I wanted to get your opinions on the queen's entrance looks, because we had some really phenomenal looks at home. And again, it was fun because you saw some of the queens like use their decor to kind of like accent mm-hmm. what their outfits were and everything. So let me know what your top three looks were. Jayla.
Okay. I absolutely love Aiden Zane's look done by Ray Ortiz. It was amazing. And I was like, yes, for the backyard couture. I definitely want to see that up close because Ray Ortiz is known for the details. And I seen it on my 4K HD TV and I was like, toot, toot, toot. The second one I would definitely have to say Jada. She is our world right now. So the whole galaxy look definitely goes down in Drag Race history, literally. And let's see. I have to go with, they all look so good and expensive. I don't know. And Jan, why not? Jan absolutely amazed me. And I was like, who is that? But yeah, I was, so Jan's trying to get on the All-Stars training. They might pick her up.
They better, because I'm a Jan stan. I agree with you. I thought Aiden's outfit was phenomenal. I love Jan's outfit, but that's partially because I really like Edward Scissorhands. So I like that, the nod to Edward Scissorhands. And then I liked Widow's outfit. I love that she did an outfit that was like honoring her name. And then when she lifted her arms, all the other little like arms came out. I thought that was cool. So I'm really excited. I hope Widow is also on All Stars because I'd be interested to see what she does from here because I think she's definitely one to watch.
Why hasn't anyone said, you can hear me, right?
Yes, we can hear you.
Crystal's Pinata, I was living. That was such a trip. I love that so much. She's the quirkiest thing I've ever seen or heard of in my life. I know she was out first, but I can't get over how beautiful and gorgeous Dahlia Sin looks. Like, she looks phenomenal in all of her looks. I love that she was playing with the whole broccoli, her green look. I saw the clip-ins. She's just kind of like, brand it, girl. She looked amazing. And of course, I have to shout out Rock'em Sakura. That's my girl. Shout out to all the anime queer people out there, all the weirdo nerdos queer people represent. So I just have to shout out those three people because I loved all the quirkiness this season's in the season's finale.
Lorraine?
You know, I'm going to make it a three-way tie of everybody. I just really thought everybody's look was good for them. You know what I mean? Like, I felt like it told their story. I thought it was them elevated. And I mean, I really liked Nikki's. I mean, it's just the ones that pop into my head were Nikki. I really liked how she did hers. Aiden stood out for me. Crystal stood out for me. And Jada stood out for me.
I liked Nikki's too. She had the whole like Napoleon Bonaparte nod going on, which I thought I like that. And then in another look, she had one of those like Napoleon-y hats too. Yeah. So I like that she's kind of doing like a leaning into the French theme.
Yeah.
I thought they all did.
I thought they all looked really great. Kudos to all of them.
Especially considering the circumstances, like you think, okay, I have to put stuff together at home, you know. So I think we all didn't know what to think. And we were so pleasantly surprised. So they talked to the top three queens and they have visits from their family members. I think my favorite was Crystal's abuelita. I just thought that was so cute. You know, she came in and gave her message and she's like, and she just had like a 95th birthday or something.
Yeah, 90. No, I think she said 90th, didn't she?
I don't remember, but she's in her 90s, which is incredible. So I thought we're about the
same age before you guys say it.
Press the shade button.
Can I shade myself? I guess so.
I mean,
you got that fascinator hat from the 1800s. it's vintage, but it was new at one time when you had it.
It was new to somebody.
So what did you guys think of the family visits?
I liked them. I thought it was cute. I felt like, and I don't know, maybe it was just because it was televised and they didn't really have options and stuff. I actually really enjoyed that the finale was about the final three. That you got the home visits, you got the talk with Rue, you really got to see them all three lip sync in three different, you know, challenges. I mean, I feel bad for the other girls that put all that money into those dresses and never got to wear them on a red carpet. But, and they all looked great. not putting those down by any means. They'll get to wear them. They'll all perform in them and make hundreds and thousands of dollars. So kudos to them. But I really enjoyed that it was about them. I really enjoyed it. I loved seeing all the stories. I'm not very fun today because I'm just going to go, I like everybody.
I like everything. Yeah, there's not really much to say. We finally reached the end. We're at the final lap. And, you know, at this point, there's no more, like, sad stories to tell. We've already got the Emmy for the next year. Like, you know, so yeah. Now it's just time to appreciate the art, appreciate the girls, and give them all a job well done.
I did want to say I really liked that they did a tribute to Jacqueline Wilson in the episode. And it was really nice to see what she meant to all those queens. And I know, I think she died back in September. So it was before...
After they taped season 12.
Yeah. So it was before all this craziness started. But it's still nice to have... you know, some sort of memorial, especially when people now are like, they have to grieve at home. You can't like gather in groups to do that. So yeah. I thought that was a really like, I thought it was a really touching tribute. And it was, it was nice to see someone who was like, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I was definitely the waterworks. Like, I'm a really big fan of Jacqueline Wilson because, like, she has produced more than just Drag Race in the reality TV world and very respected. So she's somebody that I really aspire to be in this, like, whole, you know, the whole producer route. So just seeing what she meant to other people is just like, you know what? What do you want your legacy to be when you leave? So... Mm-hmm.
And the fact that she was such a powerful ally and that she not only was she a producer, like she had such a big heart, you know, you could tell that all of these lives that she affected positively and like she was there such an advocate of drag and just humans, you know, so it was just so nice to hear those stories.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify, whether you're selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
It's from Bianca to hear it from even Aiden this season and how she was just constantly there. She was not just doing her job. She was being such an advocate for them. And it was very beautiful. And I'm so happy that Drag Race gave us this tribute of her in her remembrance. So it was just, it was probably the most emotional part of this finale. Like not even just seeing like the queens, but I just definitely really was happy that they showcased it.
To Jacqueline.
To Jacqueline. Aww,
to Jacqueline.
I don't have a drink, but.
Oh, I'll drink twice for Jayla.
Thank you. Thank you.
Then they had a like rock the vote.
I'm gonna
video.
Stand like this. How should I stand? Is it too much? Too much? Am I giving
I
too much?
Oh, not that close. Not that close.
Then they had Then they had a Rock the Vote music video, which I thought was fun. I appreciate that Rue is trying to get the vote out, but it did seem a little random. I know that that's like part of the theme of the season, but it seems like we had this discussion when we saw the preview. It was like there was like the rock the vote theme and the like rock and roll-ish theme. So I don't know. I almost wish it was released as a music video on its own rather than part of the finale, but I know why it's part of the finale to get people to vote. So
yeah.
I don't think Winston, your dog, like it
was
he did not like the rock the vote.
He's not a voter. He's not a voter. Huh, Winnie Poops. Okay, he's laying in the sun now. He's good.
It's funny how I did enjoy how Jackie said, like, I can't vote because she's Canadian. So I love that they played that part, but still. Yeah. Register to vote. Simple. Very simple.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on where you live. Sometimes it's not very simple. If you're in Texas, it's really not simple.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Sorry, you guys. And then Heidi was our Miss Congeniality.
Woohoo!
Yay! We wanted that. So that's great. What did you guys think of the video with Nina and Dolly Parton?
Dolly Parton. It's cute.
I wasn't expecting it, so I thought it was great.
That's awesome. Yeah. Now I want Dolly to actually come on the show. Like, I want her to be a guest judge at some point.
I think it's
awesome.
A matter of time. Yeah.
Yeah. It has to. You know, when they do these little like videos, you just find it funny how that person is always on the next season or like, yeah. in between something. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Dolly has her hand in Drag Race. Just you wait.
I also like that we got some more clips of other celebrities. We had Rachel Bloom talking. We had Whoopi Goldberg. Sandy Newton. I'm probably said that name wrong again, and sorry, you guys. I was really excited to see the celebrities too, because you know we don't have an audience where they can't like show the celebrities, so that was our only way to see it. So let's move on to the lip syncs. The big moment that we were waiting for. So first lip sync was the close-up lip sync of just their faces. What did you guys think of that as a concept? Like, because they're at home, do the like close-up. Ollie, you look like you have thoughts.
I don't know. I didn't particularly enjoy it. Personally, it just was a little awkward.
You don't want to see that part of my mouth.
I mean, they did their thing. They all did their thing. I loved how Jada, that's what Jada was doing. She was like, I want you to read my lips. Gave us that eye contact. There's something that's so captivating about her eye contact in particular, but I don't know. I want to see like more of the theatrics. Like I want to see them dancing. So it was just kind of, I feel like this, I didn't get the whole like close up personally for me.
I just wish that they would have all just done ASMR and I would have been okay with it.
I enjoyed it. I'm, you know, and I've said this before, I think, nothing frustrates me more is when I go to a show and a queen doesn't know the words to her song and can't lip sync a song, because it is more than just moving your mouth to a song. So I didn't mind it. I thought Jayla knocked it out of the ballpark. I mean, she was, for just being able to see her face, I mean, I literally couldn't even look at anybody else. Winston Montgomery, I'm going to rip your throat out. No, I'm kidding. I would never.
PETA, we can edit this part out, okay?
Right. Now it's going to go viral. I'll be like, Lorraine abuses her chihuahua.
Oh my gosh. It's a live show.
No, I thought it was great. I thought it was great. I thought, as much as I love Crystal, and you know I love Crystal, I almost felt like her makeup took away from that. I just felt like, I mean, hands down, there was just no one that beat Jayla.
I never win stuff like this.
You should, though.
I did really like Jada's look in this particular lip sync. I think loved this because this wasn't her entrance look, right? It was that was the Galaxy one, but I love this one because this was giving me total Wakanda vibes. Like you saw, like Angela Bassett. Like I saw the scratch marks, like. I see the reference.
It was everything.
It was beautiful. So I think,
Yeah, sorry.
No, I do kind of agree what you said with Crystal. I don't know, something about her, she kind of fell to the back of this particular lip sync, unfortunately. I don't know. Yeah. I also wish it wasn't a Rue song. I wish they did more, I don't know. I just felt like
girl, it's gotta be a Rue song. She's gonna sell her records.
And speaking of Rue, all I have to say is this, as we are at the end, a lady do wear a face bikini, honey.
In my mind, it's still a luchador mask, but
I will say I was surprised. I really thought Rue was going to come into like some kind of makeup.
She can't do her own makeup, and she can't have anybody come to her house. But so is she going to look like 1995 Rue, or is she going to slap on a luchador mask and make the best of it?
I mean, even if she was okay with Raven coming there to do her makeup and they both felt safe enough to do it, could you imagine the backlash if she had somebody in her house doing her makeup, sharing? Like, it would just be ridiculous. So she did what she could do. I didn't understand why she talked through the eye. If somebody wants to explain that to me, I didn't understand why. The eye, and she was the face in the eye. I didn't understand that.
I didn't understand that either.
Because she's looking at you, I guess. I didn't understand it, but I thought it was cute. Because
I didn't get it.
Because you know, since she didn't do her makeup, I thought it was like, okay, we'll do a funny prop gag. And you did a funny prop gag and I didn't mind it. I didn't hate it.
Oh. Winston pulled my phone down.
This reminds me of the Real Housewives, honey.
I think Lorraine, is Winston's your Winston your inner saboteur?
Yes, yes. My maybe little chihuahua.
Your outer saboteur, more like it.
It's like a little purse.
So what did you guys think of the first lip sync, which was the one where they choose the song and they do their own setup? I just have to say that Crystal's lip sync had me dying of laughter. It was like one of the fucking funniest things I had ever seen. Now, as far as like qualifying it for the finale, I always think of something that Mark actually says, which is, you know, imagine when they're lip syncing, how they could entertain someone at home or in a stadium or, you know, like on stage at Vegas. So I think as much as I really like was laughing so hard at Crystal's and I was really enjoying it, you don't get a sense from that of how she would perform live on a stage. So I think that's why Jada ended up winning that lip sync, because it was like, you saw there, what was Ross's quote? He was like, he said she's performing like she's in Madison Square Garden and the whole place is packed. And that is exactly how she was performing. You saw her and you were like, this is a person who I can see headlining a show. But since we're all at home and on Zoom, I did appreciate like some of the Zoom gagginess, just, you know, to make us amused. I like that aha video. So I thought it was fun to see Gigi do like an aha gag video. So what did you guys think of the lip syncs?
I like them all.
Oh, sorry.
I'm
going to be a Lorraine. I liked them all because they were all so different, but I do like that you bring that up. It's like, oh, well, does someone get a better critique because they have editing? Because, you know, like Crystal was basically two characters. She was the mama bird and the baby bird. So it's like, obviously you can't really perform that as the same queen in person, like at Mickey's or something like that.
We are talking about Crystal Method, okay? So anything is possible for that freak.
But she's like, gonna clone herself and put herself below herself.
True,
but I think that it should have just been no edit, just a full, you know, like that should have been the rules. Like, let me just see you straight through, and that's your first take, you know?
Because that being said, also Gigi kind of had an edit too. Like, she remember the whole thing?
Oh, she absolutely did. Yeah. But
it's hard. It's hard because I love them all. I love Jada. Jada's just like, look, I'm just going to do this thing. I'm going to dance. I'm going to lip sync my ass off. And that's what she did. So it was three totally different performances. And it was really hard to pick a favorite because I don't even know if I have a favorite. But I love that Crystal told a story. I love that Jada just lip synced like as if we were at Mickey's. We would see that show at Mickey's. And then I really just love like the production that Gigi gave us. So let us know what your all's favorite was. J-Lo, what was your favorite?
My favorite was when the show went off. No, I'm just kidding. my favorite, like I said, it has to go to Jada. Like you said, like I've been saying this whole season, this is an audition process. Are you going to be booked from here on out? And she proved that without the stunts and gags, because we might have a pride stage, big or small, and you might not have time to do all of that.
Oh, she's back.
I got an emergency alert, citywide emergency alert on my phone. And it kicks me out.
Yeah. We have a curfew again, everyone.
So that was my drama.
We're talking about the three lip syncs.
We're talking about the first three lip syncs. So what did you think of the first three lip syncs?
The ones they did on their own in their homes, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I thought that, I'm going to get a lot of crap, but I'm ready for it. loved Crystal's. It's one of those things you watch and you're just like, what am I watching? And I loved it. Jada was Jada. Like, I love that she just like, you know what? I always say this, the problem is the solution. So what did she do? She did a music video in her living room. good for you, girl. Like, no one's expecting rocket science. Now, Gigi, yes, she was able to build a backdrop. She was able to do her thing. Is it unique? No. She copied something that was done before. She wore a Cruella de Vil wig. Don't even get me started on a Cruella de Vil wig on season 12 of RuPaul's Drag Race. And other than jumping and her outfit changing, meh.
Press the shade button.
Let the comments begin.
Press the shade button.
Let's get them both going.
I'm out of here, guys.
I also just love that Crystal chose Nelly Furtado. Like, she's so underrated. I love me some Nelly Furtado.
Y'all are shady buns.
My opinion.
Oh, go ahead.
Did she freeze again?
Oh, she's frozen.
She got one of those, another city alert.
Speaking of which, that reminds me of the Carson Zoom glitches where, you know, he's frozen. He's like, which I thought was funny. You might as well use the medium you have to make jokes, and I appreciated that they did that. And the one with Michelle's husband without any pants on.
I know, right?
I thought those were funny. So what did you guys think of the final three? I do like that for the final three, they made everything even. They sent them all basically the same tits. So it's like you would see on the stage, you know, even playing field, and it's just down to how well would you lip sync. And I loved Jada's outfit for this. I absolutely loved it. The only thing I'll say about Gigi's is that it wasn't until a rewatch that I realized what the reveal was, because I just thought she had revealed one dress to the same dress. And then I was like, oh, the first one was black and white. So it was like a Wizard of Oz, like black and white to Technicolor. But the color wasn't, I don't know, the color wasn't dark enough, or the blue wasn't bright enough to where it looked similar on screen. Maybe my 4K HDTV was like falling apart on me, but I was like, did she just reveal a dress to the same dress?
I'm not going to lie that... I watched it like four times because I wanted to see the mechanics of how it worked. And then I think Gigi also posted a picture or no, a video of how it worked, like a slow-mo or whatnot, but they all brought it. But Jada's, I had to watch four times because it happened so fast. And I was like, wait, what just happened? And I was like, oh, the girls had space. They had high ceilings, honey, because they were pulling the gags. And I'm here for it.
I know. I just want to... Jada's outfit transformed. And I love that, like, it's hard to kind of always keep in mind, oh, we want those reveals. But hers was just so, like, organic. Like, there was... It just moved. It was so fluid. Like, I loved her transformations. And I actually did really like Gigi's. I know she got a lot of crap for it. But I don't know. I just thought it was cute. It wasn't as, like, extravagant as Jada's. But I also just shout out to Crystal for just lip syncing the song, you know, like she was someone that I feel like not a lot of people are talking about, but she's just like always going to do her thing, always going to be Crystal method, no matter the song, no matter what. But Jada, I have to give it to her because that when she pulled the thing up and the crown was there and behind that, whatever that was, I was like, okay, there's our winner. It was good. I wish Lorraine was here so we could hear what she has to say.
But she'll be back soon.
I do like.
She agree.
Oh, here she comes. I do.
Oh, speaking of the devil.
Hey.
We'll see how long I stick around again.
We're curious as to what you think for the final lip sync.
I think it was hands down Jada.
Oh yeah.
I don't understand. Did somebody figure out what Dorothy has to do with Survivor? And how revealing into the same outfit is anything.
But it was a different color to do the reveal to Technicolor in, like they did in Wizard of Oz, but it didn't come across that way because the colors were too similar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was cute. Like, I mean, I get their thing. Like, if we're going to say that, we can't say that about Crystal. Like, oh, what's Crystal's look have to do with surviving, you know?
Well, I would say the same thing. I would actually say this. I think Crystal's look was great. I think she should have wore that for the first when she was lip syncing just her face, because she looked absolutely brilliant in that outfit. It was, it was so great. It was like Crystal elevated. I just didn't get it. I didn't get it. Somebody in the chat room said that Gigi recorded hers in a studio.
Oh.
How'd she get to a studio?
I don't know, but I saw that.
Interesting. I was going to say something. I do like the fact that they didn't do cuts. They just showed all three of them at once. I thought that was a really good decision, because you know how typically if they're on the stage, they're going to go towards one. But no, we saw from start to finish the girls, next to each other to see no cuts by any means, just to see everything that we could. So I did enjoy that particular inclusion. That edit was great.
Yeah, go ahead, Jayla.
I do want to say that I am so glad that Jada was the winner, because with everything that's going on right now, the gays would have rioted more. So I don't want to believe that they switch the winner prior to today or yesterday or whenever we've seen it. But I mean, I'm just happy she won. And I saw that she got so much love. Her entire city came and did a drive-through parade and gave her flowers and a bottle and all this type of things. And I thought it was great. It was well-deserved. So it's good to see that positive little speck in a crazy world that we're living in right now.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And she was hands down the winner. I mean, when you saw those lip syncs, it's this is a person who can fill a stadium. So
right. And I love the fact that the other queens, even Gigi, Crystal, they're showing their love and support for Jada and how deserving she was to win. And the fact that you cannot just send hate like that. You think the queen that you like actually condones the hate that you're sending to Jada? No. You're not a true fan. Yeah. So never send that hate, because the people that you love and are that you idolize, they don't condone the hate that you're giving. So that's all I have to say. But congratulations, Jada, absolutely. I love that video that Mark sent to us about the thing that you were saying, the little parade, and it was so beautiful. And she's representing Milwaukee. Come on, let's shine a spotlight on that. And she also just is another example of that. It's not all about the stigma towards pageant queens. Jada is so talented. She's funny. She gives us those looks. So this crown deserves to go to her this season.
Yeah. So to answer the question in the comment, in the chat, you can watch the video on World of Wonders Instagram. And I think Jada posted it as well.
Oh, wait.
All right. So sorry. We just got a message from Lorraine Love. she's out for the night because her video keeps cutting out. So you guys show her some love on social media. Tell her how much you appreciated her coming all this dolled up to see the rest of us.
Yes, for sure.
Mark actually sent around another article that I thought was interesting, where the article said, season 12 seemed to have everything going against it with the Sherry Pie situation, with the fact that, everybody's watching in quarantine. But it turned out to be a really phenomenal season. And part of that is when you look at some of the small town queens like Aiden or Heidi, I think we underestimate queens who are not from huge metropolitan cities. And the article was highlighting how they had to edit out all that Sherry Pie stuff, but they probably had a backload of really funny Heidi stuff they could just throw in there, So make sure you show love to your local queens now and then hopefully after this is over, you can go into your bar and then show love to them there.
Yes. Absolutely. Things are opening up slowly but surely. It's a little scary, but it's, support your local queen.
And a little confusing because I'm I don't know what's opening.
With the curfew, I'm oh gosh. So never mind, not that I would want to go.
Yeah, but I'm safe at home in my lovely castle and me and my two shade buttons are here.
And the dragon guarding you. protecting.
Yes,
you.
Always. Thank
you. He's just hanging out in the moat. Love it. So fan of the week and quote of the week. Fans of the week were Beth Bowling, who was happy to see Lorraine Love in our last episode and saw her again in this episode. Georgina Allen, who's been enjoying the Zoom reunions, Harold Lopez, and Chucky Chuck. We love you guys. Thank you everyone for watching and commenting. And Mark had a quote of the week, or Lorraine had a quote of the week, but she's disappeared. So I'm going to give the quote of the week to, come on, Miss Pantene, stimulus checks.
That's right. Oh my gosh. They got the 2000, all of them. They got the 2000.
Yeah. From the Pantene sponsored Miss Congeniality, which I thought I was like dying when they said, come on, Pantene, stimulus checks. But I am glad the Queen's got the money, because you can only do so much on Zoom, and you can't go out to the bars, you know, and you can't do the big Vegas show. So,
And it helps them because they lost so many gigs and opportunities from the pandemic. So it's definitely justified.
Right. And we are going to be recapping All Stars 5. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned. Probably same time, but I will double check with you on that. Do you guys have any news and gossip before we go? Oh, After Buzz producers, say yes, same time.
Same time. Okay. So I guess we will do it. This will be my last season for now doing Drag Race After Buzz. I am going to be the executive producer of the first LGBT POC streaming service, Remedy Television Network. And I got a lot of work to do. So I've dedicated myself to making sure that this is the best launch. We're going to celebrate all of the great people that we love so far and providing that platform for them. So I'm really excited to show you guys all the fun shows and content that we have coming up. And it's going to be on your Roku's, Apple TV, wherever you can stream your stuff. So fingers crossed.
So you guys, you need to check out Remedy TV and support Jayla. It's going to be phenomenal. You can head to their Instagram, which I think is just Remedy TV, at Remedy TV, and check out the Instagram for all the latest details on what's airing when.
Thank you. And you guys have been so supportive.
We love you.
Yeah, I love you. And we talked about it like before, but you guys have been so supportive about this whole thing. And I have been here since All Stars 4. And it doesn't seem like long ago because we're All Stars 5, but that was literally like 5 seasons ago. And it's been nonstop. But I have my new family here at AfterBuzz, and I thank you guys so much for always being here. And I'll be back.
Yes. We are so proud of you, Jayla. We love you.
We are so proud of you. So you guys stay tuned for some guest judges or guest hosts in the future for All Stars 5. And make sure you tell Jayla how much you like her and show her how much you like her by following Remedy TV. Do it right now. Take out your phone. Click the button.
And that's R-E-M-I-D-I. That's how you spell it.
R-E-M-I-D-I-T-V.
Yes.
Well, thank you guys so much for watching us. I am at 123 Jackie B on all platforms. You can find Lorraine Love at Lorraine Love on Instagram and Twitter, or you can follow the Mark J. Freeman on Instagram and Twitter. Ollie, where can the people find you?
Hey, everyone. You can follow me, Ollie, at Ollie Jamer on Twitter and Instagram.
Yes, and you can watch me flex it on the gram. Follow me at Who Is Jayla Rocks. That's 2X3 if you nasty. I'm going to miss saying that.
No. You'll be back.
I'll be back. They always come back. Well, thank you guys. See you for All Stars.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.